Now, Ireland's nature and wildlife is centre stage right now for National Biodiversity Week, as well as highlighting the importance of biodiversity. National Biodiversity Week is also about experiencing the fun, enjoyment and spectacle of nature and connecting with the wilder world. To tell us more about it, Development Officer with the Irish Environmental Network, Catherine O'Toole. Hello, Catherine. Tell us all about it.
So National Biodiversity Week is a week of celebration. It's a week to celebrate nature. There's a lot of kind of bad news out there about the environment and biodiversity. So this week really celebrates what we have. It's also a chance to explore the rich variety of life in Ireland. So there's local experts hosting the events across the country, and they can tell you about the different habitats and species that we have in Ireland and how to help protect them and enhance them.
Now, it started on the 16th and it runs until the 25th.
Yeah, that's correct. So there's still lots more events to take part in. There's stuff all around the country.
And it's all free, which is the good news.
It's all free, yeah. The week is funded by the NPWS. And so all the events are free to attend and they're open to the public. A lot of them, though, you do have to register. So just book in advance on the website. But there's, as I said, over 350 events. There's things like bat walks, dark sky events. There's dawn and dusk chorus outings. There's guided walks through forests, and there's lots of workshops about planting and caring for trees. There's biodiversity cycle tours, which are quite new as well. We had some of them last year and then they're back again this year. There's also lots of urban events. So you don't have to be living in the country to get in touch with nature. There's things in urban areas like otters in the city. There's community garden tours and workshops. There's swift walks and pond building and music and art, all relating to biodiversity and nature.
And I imagine you've got a lot on for children this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Events for the whole family. So as well as some of the things I mentioned, there'd be online events as well. They'd be suitable for schools and also for everyone else. And then self-guided events that you can do at home, like biodiversity scavenger hunt for kids. But there's also events that are specifically focused for children. So things like art workshops, bug hunts, scavenger hunts and storytelling, things like this. So they're all around the country. Some of them would be in libraries and or out in nature itself.
And I believe you've got a wildlife photographic competition.
Absolutely, yeah. The Biodiversity Photographer of the Year competition is actually in its 13th year running. So it's open to everyone. The photos we get in are phenomenal. The level of photography is insane. Like, it's really grown over the last few years. The submissions we've been getting have grown in quality over the last few years, and quantity too. But it's not only for seasoned photographers. Like, some of the photos that make it into the shortlist, it was someone's first time out with a camera or it was on their phone. So really anyone can enter. It's free to enter and there's prizes of up to €500. And we're really excited again this year that there's a marine category and it's sponsored by Fair Seas. They're working to build a movement of ocean stewardship. So they've sponsored this segment of the competition. And it's absolutely beautiful. Like, the photos we get in, I've been learning loads myself just through the photos of what kind of wildlife exists in our oceans. Things, these magical creatures that I never would have thought about. So that's open until May 31st. And then in July, there'll be an exhibition of all the shortlist. And that will be in the Sunarcha Ecosystem Centre in Laytown in Meath. And that'll run throughout the summer. So it's well worth going up to Sunarcha for the day to have a look at it during the summer.
Your message is simply get involved.
Absolutely, yeah. Get involved, get out there, see what's around you, learn about everything that's around you. A lot of people, they tend to be a bit disconnected from nature. We all are in our ways. We've kind of become disinherited from our natural heritage. A lot of people don't really understand what we have or what we've lost. There's a phenomenon called shifting baseline syndrome, which is where our perception of what's normal changes over time due to a lack of memory or knowledge. So a common example of that would be, you know, people who were driving 30 years ago will remember insects splattering on your windshield. And those same people now will see that there's no insects, but people have who are driving, only started driving now, won't remember that there used to be insects. So that same shifting baseline goes for what our forests used to look like, what our bogs used to look like, what our dawn chorus used to sound like as well. So it's really important that we go out and we discover our natural heritage again and that we know what this land could look like and what the life, what life it should support. So I think by going out and getting involved, you know, in any kind of local event, it doesn't have to be going to the big national parks. It could be in any of the numerous local events that are happening. Go out, get into nature and just see what's out there, and you'll start to understand that more deeply and understand our nature more deeply and what it could be and how to help it.
Catherine, thank you very much indeed. That's Catherine O'Toole, Development Officer with the Irish Environmental Network. We'll put all the details of events on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. Catherine, thank you very much indeed.
No problem. Thank you.
And staying with the Environmental Network and National Biodiversity Week, we received a voice message from the Organic Centre in County Leitrim. Have a listen.
So my name is Dorothy Keegan and I'm Communications Officer with the Organic Centre in County Leitrim, which is a charity that promotes organic growing and sustainable living. So in April this year, as part of a Nesting Up Close project, we put up a blue tit bird box with a camera in collaboration with the Irish Environmental Network and in the lead up to Biodiversity Week. And almost immediately when we had the bird box up in April, we saw the birds, blue tit, coming in and they were investigating the box. After that, we saw the moss coming in and the fur and the feathers, and we knew this was really positive. We had spotted our first eggs in April the 17th, and then we finally saw the hatching of the eggs there on last week, only on the 8th of May. So, you know, now we have 8 fledglings, so we're keeping an eye on this space now and we're hoping good things. And we're sharing out any of the images that we're getting onto our social media channels. So I suppose it's important for us that to be as an organic centre that we're able to show that, you know, you can produce food and still be kind to nature.
Thank you very much indeed, the Organic Centre in County Leitrim. And if you're interested, my blue tits are very close to fledging. I give them another week. I say that because 7 of the 8 eggs that were laid hatched on the 5th of May. That was last Monday week. And it usually takes 21 days from the time they hatch to the moment they fledge the nest. 21 days. And blue tits, it could be a day or two either side of that. So please do keep an eye out to see what's happening with my blue tits. It has been viewed thousands of times, I'm delighted to say. Just simply go on to rte.ie/Mooney. You can look there at the Sand Martins, the Blue Tits and the Chuffs. And it's all happening. They'll all be fledging very soon. Niall, when are you back in town?
I get back in on Wednesday night, busy couple of weeks ahead. So I'll be back in studio with you then on next week for the programme. But then I'm in bloom mode because Birdwatch Ireland has a big stand at that every year and it's really full on. And I know, Derek, that you'll be broadcasting from the show.
We
as
will
well.
Be on Monday, 2nd of June. That's the bank holiday Monday from 3 to 4. So if you're in the area, pop in and say hello. Now, that's all we have time for tonight. Visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/media. Till next time, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
And Mooney Goes Wild is presented and produced by Derek Mooney.
Email mooney@rte.ie.